Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Broadcasting live from Sedona, Arizona. Beautiful part of the world. Magnificent country. Wonderful people. The internet's slow. That's all I'm going to say is they do not have, at least my experience, and across multiple platforms, multiple networks, they do not have great internet connections up here. If there's something dodgy about it, so if you come up here in your own business, you might want to check that out. Alan Mates is with us, folks. Alan's a great friend, longtime Brave First member, the president of Robinson and Mates, which is a great PR marketing firm out of Chi-Town. He's our good friend. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It's good to be on the show again.
It's great to have you back, as always. Hey, Alan, what's we're kicking off 2012. What are you seeing out there as you talk to your clients, your big business clients? I know you got a lot of large folks, but you also, I know you deal with smaller companies too. What are you seeing out there? What are the trends? What's the attitude?
Well, the attitude and trends are really two different questions. I'll start with some of the trends that we're either continuing to see or beginning to see, and they really impact just about every business. One is, more and more people are out there seeking information and deals and more ways to find the deals. But those used to be called cheapskates in the past. Now they're called savvy shoppers. many companies are getting very involved in promoting their social causes via their marketing efforts. And for the first time in many years, it's having a great impact on purchasing. So brands that are involved with social causes and promoting them are seeing a lift in their sales. Hmm. We're seeing brands having a much more honest approach and less arrogance. It used to be a world of point and click. Now it's a world of point and get.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things that's really coming into its own.
Can I stop you for a second? Alan?
Of course.
Are you saying that customers are only looking for price?
Not at all.
You're saying that they're taking more things into consideration than just price, aren't they?
They're taking many more things into consideration and becoming much more savvy shoppers as far as seeking out the information that's available to them, which really led to that next trend that's really maturing. That's one of inbound marketing. Traditionally, marketing's looked at as what messages the advertiser or the marketer is pushing out to their consumers or customers. Inbound marketing is what messages are available to that prospect or customer who is seeking out that brand or that retailer for that information.
Right.
And we're really seeing a maturity of the bridge of those two. So it's that savvy shopper who's out there looking for information, looking for value add, looking for a specific point of difference, and the ability to find that information at any given time, at any given place, has become a critical component in shopper marketing.
Well, and part of the takeaway I'm getting from what you're saying is something I've been talking about on the show, I think, is we're saying the same thing, and that is that your salespeople, the people who touch these customers, have got to be prepared for that kind of to plug in at that level with a shopper, not at the remedial level. What do you think?
I think that's very true, and that does go down to how well you know your customers and how well you know your prospects. So you understand what every interaction could be and should be, and that, as you've said many times, we're in the age of the customer does control the conversation. It's up to the customer what type of relationship they have with the marketer. It's not up to the marketer.
Right. Well, one thing about it is the customer is definitely in control these days, and a lot of companies still don't get that, and they're in control from this, not only from the standpoint of being educated and being knowledgeable, but they're in control with more than ever before with regard to what they're willing to listen to from you, aren't they?
No question. No longer can you interrupt that customer with your, you know, wonderful campaign or wonderful message. Interruptions don't sit very well with customers today. They're looking to get a message on an ongoing basis or when they want to receive it on their own terms in their own location.
Alan, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got more to come. I told you we'd get smarter when Alan joined us. We're going to have more of this brilliance from Alan in the next segment after this next break. We're going to take a quick one. It's 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Got a black magic wand.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.